Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story.
Night noises. Heidi rolled over and tried to get comfortable. She had her familiar pillow and her familiar mattress, but she'd never get used to the vacant space beside her. She slipped out of bed and crept down the hallway. The glow of the nightlight drew her to her son's room. She scooped the sleeping toddler from his bed and carried him back to hers. Spooning the tiny warm body, she began to drift off. Her body jolted. What was that noise? She wrapped her arm protectively around her son. There it was again. Running water? The toilet flushed and then a small face peeked through the bedroom doorway.
Mum, can I sleep with you?
Heidi's heart rate settled. Sure, darling. She pulled back the covers and her daughter slid in beside her. Sandwiched between two of the three people she loved the most, Heidi drifted off to sleep. Heidi peeled open one eye and checked the time. 3 o'clock in the morning. Why was she awake at 3? She snuggled back under the covers. Warm bodies either side of her. Then she heard it. Footsteps. It was definitely footsteps. Not paws, it wasn't the dog, it was feet. If Darren was here, she'd send him to investigate. Now it was up to her to protect their children. She felt for her phone on the bedside table. Damn it. She'd left it in the lounge room. Heidi carefully climbed over her son and off the bed. Armed with a patent leather stiletto from her wardrobe, she crept down the carpeted hallway. Crouching, she peeked into the kitchen where a man stood in the harsh fluorescent light.
Darren! Surprise! You're not supposed to be back until next week!
Heidi ran into the kitchen and threw her arms around her husband. They cut the trip short. Thought I'd surprise you. He winked. I had planned to surprise you in the bedroom. You would have got the surprise. Both the kids are in our bed. He lifted her and sat her on the kitchen counter. She wrapped her legs around his hips and pulled him closer. How about I surprise you right here? Her answer was muffled as their lips met.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.